Thank you, Madam President. Montenegro aligns with the EU statement and would I therefore like to address a few pertinent points. The Conference on Disarmament has a unique role and responsibility in fostering peace and security in the world as the only international negotiating body on disarmament. Montenegro continues to strongly support efforts to overcome the deadlock in the work of the conference and to advance the multilateral disarmament agenda. The recent conference decision to establish 5 subsidiary bodies is an important step forward to allow for substantive discussions within this forum. Regrettably, Russia's unjustified and unprovoked aggression against Ukraine is a reversible development that threatens to seriously jeopardize a rules-based international order, global security and safety, and disarmament architecture. Madam President, Montenegro condemns in the strongest possible terms the Russian Federation's unjustified and unprovoked military aggression against Ukraine. We also strongly condemn Belarus for its involvement in the aggression and call on it to abide by its obligation, including under the NPT. By its illegal military actions and threats, Russia is grossly violating international law and eroding the foundation of the rules-based international order and the UN Charter itself. The more Russia Federation has violated its specific commitment under the Budapest Memorandum of 1994 on security assurances. As widely known, by this memorandum, Russia explicitly committed itself to respecting the independence, sovereignty, and the existing border of Ukraine, and to refraining from the threat or use of force against the country by raising the nuclear alert level, which can also be understood as an indirect threat. The Russian Federation also seriously undermines the NPT regime and the entire disarmament and non-proliferation architecture. The Russian Federation must return and guarantee unequivocal security assurances to Ukraine as a part of the binding and agreed security arrangements and prevent further deterioration of the NPT regime and the entire disarmament and the security infrastructure. Montenegro calls on Russia to immediately cease its military actions, including indiscriminate and disproportionate use of explosive weapons, including cluster munitions, in densely populated areas, as well as to conditionally withdraw all forces and military equipment from the entire territory of Ukraine, and fully respects Ukraine's territorial integrity, sovereignty, and independence within its internationally recognized borders. Yeah, thank you.